I mean, really, it's football when it's all said and done. And again, it's professional football, which I really couldn't care less about.
See, I'm a big pro fan.
All right. Football can be a beautiful thing.
Well, whatever, and that's fine. But, you know, it's to the point, I'm sorry, I'm old school. You know what? The Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers and for a time the Dallas Cowboys were just better than everybody else.
Yep.
Deal with it. The Oakland Raiders were good. Deal with it. But now we're to the point where, oh, you know, on any given Sunday, which just means that it's mediocre all the way through. But it would seem to me that the leader of the free world has more important things to do.
Like being on The View.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, but it's
personally,
just,
I'd rather know that my president was talking about football than being on The View. But
and you see, this is the whole deal, is what they try to do is they try to humanize these people. They try to make us think they're just like us. Now, you take some guy who, you know, downs about three or four beers every night when he goes home and he stops at the bar to watch football, or maybe on Monday night he goes to the bar, whatever. You're trying to make me believe that Mitt Romney really cares whether or not the Green Bay guy or the Seattle guy caught the football. I mean,
I think Ryan really does, because I think he's a football fan.
I think
he's a Packers fan.
I believe that Obama is a sports fan. I do. I think that he is a sports fan. Of course, also consider that we're talking Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Swing state.
Yeah, it is a state that is in play politically. So, but I mean, the very idea, and believe me, presidents have gotten in the middle of labor disputes before.
Yep.
I mean, going all the way back to the railroads and certainly in the auto industry. But
the air traffic controllers.
Sure, exactly. Yeah, when he just told them all.
You're done.
Yep, he fired them and sent them on their way. But for the president to feel like he needs to express an opinion about, as he says, I've been saying we've got to get our refs back. Our refs, really? Are these guys and gals who are calling the NFL foreigners? Are they from Slovakia and we didn't know it? I mean, I think they're U.S. Americans too.
They are. In this case, some of them were officiating the lingerie league.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
I'm not making that up.
Cool. Now, and you see, and again, the guy blew the call. I don't think there's much doubt about that. But, you know, he's got a family. Do you think his kids have been able to go to school since then? You know, can his wife show up at the, you know, at her job or at the grocery store, people whispering behind their hands, you know who that is. You know, her
mumble.
Exactly.
She was working at Foot Locker last week.
Exactly. And see, and he's called in sick from his regular job, which I don't know what it is, I'm sure, from all this. But the fact that the candidates want to do that just so they can, connect with us on some level.
They're being relevant.
Oh, of course they are. That's exactly. Well,
you never know. They might actually care.
They could.
There's lots of people that have kind of surprising interests.
Well, I believe Obama does follow sports. I think he likes doing that because it's more fun than being president, you know. not nearly as much pressure involved to sit down and watch, you know, a team play sports than to actually do your job, but nonetheless. But last week, Mitt Romney talked about how he liked Snooki. Now, you know.
Yeah.
He has no idea who Snooki is. It's not, hey, Ann, quick, I'm so glad that I captured this week's Jersey Shore on the DVR while we're on the campaign plane so that I can watch it now. Yeah, I'm thinking that.
It could happen.
It could. I'm just thinking the chances are pretty dang slim.
Maybe that is his one guilty pleasure.
That's it. And we're just
because I don't know who Snooki is.
Yeah, she's on Jersey Shore, so. Next time you see the
vague idea of what Jersey Shore is. I'll ask Mitt Romney the next time I eat dinner with him.
Anything beyond vague is probably more energy than you need to, I think. I haven't seen it, but I don't know. Hey, Al Gore reportedly plans to host a TV special called The Dirty Weather Report, where he will blame everything from hurricanes to drought on pollution and greenhouse gas.
I think we should blame it on the internet.
I hope he's on
he invented it.
That's right. I'm hoping he's on the widescreen so we can get him all in there.
Ooh.
Well, he's let himself go a little bit.
He has plumped up a little.
Now that he's not on the campaign trail anymore, which, you know, you'd think probably eating that chicken had caused that to happen. But anyway, so the president speaking yesterday before the United Nations General Assembly, and I only saw bits and pieces of it, but, you know, one of the things he said was among the checklist of things the United States is doing is we're ending the war in Afghanistan on schedule. Okay, I didn't know there was a schedule for war.
I thought you wanted to end it as soon as possible.
Yeah, I thought victory was the way that you ended a war. And okay, all right, so we're not going to do that, but getting our people out of there on schedule. That's because we want to make sure the enemy knows when we're not going to be there anymore. So that, oh, I know, they'll
teach
fight.
That in Annapolis, don't they?
Sure they do. Yeah, they'll fight till the last day. Or maybe they just hide out until we leave. But, yeah, for him to decide to say on schedule, I thought was rather interesting. And you
That caused a big blow up on television for quite a while.
I understand. And Hillary Clinton raised a few eyebrows yesterday. I don't know if
I didn't see that.
Well, she sounded a call for global taxation.
I beg your pardon?
Yep. To try to cure the world's financial ills. She was speaking at the Clinton Global Initiative. I guess her husband finally let her do that. And she said, but can he say to her, if you behave yourself? I mean, he can't say that to anybody.
Well, see, I thought she was the one in control.
I was going to say, she probably told him, I'm going to speak here.
There you go. Yeah, make a spot for me. She said, her quote, one of the issues that I've been preaching about around the world is collecting taxes in an equitable manner, especially from the elites in every country. It is a matter of fact that around the world, the elites of every country are making money. Okay, is she going to write the first check?
For sure.
Yeah, let's see her hand over her check for ever how much.
It's always easy to spend someone else's money.
Yes, ma'am, you're right about that. And Tony Blair yesterday, kind of an interesting thing, he was on MSNBC's Morning Joe. He basically told the United States, give up on being loved.
What?
He said, if I were you, I would sort of give up on being loved. If it's your ambition, as still the world's greatest power, to give up on it because it's just not going to happen. And later on, he was on Fox and Friends, and he said, in America, you see these pictures of people burning the flag and out on the street and so on, and you just got to understand that there is another side to all of that, which is actually the people who admire America, respect it, and needs to be strong. But he said, just give up on being loved, just be strong. And that's interesting. I mean, I can remember for decades we used foreign aid to kind of buy love from other countries. You know, here, will you like me if I give you money? And, it got us into all sorts of situations. So he may have a point there. Just continue to be strong as a country and understand that there are always going to be people who don't like you. I mean, just get over that. Just be the strong country that we can be. So.
But Mr. Obama fixed all that.
Oh, sure he did. Yeah, they all love us.
They all love us.
Oh, yeah.